the Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
We're here in Dardanelle for Morning Mayhem. Beautiful day overlooking the Arkansas River right across the bridge, the Dardanelle Bridge. Take a left on Front Street. John Daly and Jamie Daly and Imani used to have a restaurant here. Front Street Grill, I think, was the name of it.
I think I may have gone there once.
Yeah, I remember Jocko was playing
there. Yeah. You spent more time there.
So what we've been doing today is just celebrating this community and this is part of our summer of adventure. Thanks to Oaklawn. We want to thank them for underwriting this and then doing also too. We got one more to go. We got to go to
Blytheville
for the Dixie Pig, which is over 100 years old.
Thanks to Oaklawn for underwriting my time at Pop's Lounge tonight.
You got Pop's Lounge tonight.
And Mainland Thursdays for trivia.
Comedy night tonight. In Hot Springs, so that'll be fun. Go out and hang out with Roger and have some laughs.
Yeah.
Roger is part of the entertainment.
That's exactly right. I started off.
Justin, I think we can go ahead and make the announcement. It sounds like Roger Scott will be making his first appearance at your Boys and Girls
fundraiser. Well, it'll actually be a second, but what this is.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I got to be honest with you. We'll just clear the air here in front of everybody. Justin, did you approve this with Kate doing this? Because this has been Basil's baby. I only did it one time.
Yeah, it's obvious they want some new blood.
No, they need
your blood.
No, seriously. let's air it out now. Let's get it out of the way. Let's do this.
I was under the impression that you had been asked every year that Baz had. So I don't know if maybe he and Kate have been conspiring against adding you, and finally I got to push through, or I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, first of all, let me go on record right now saying I will give back my fee. I'm going to do that right now. I just want to go out there and do it. We haven't even discussed it, but I'm giving it back no matter what it is.
The other thing before, I know we've got the state senator on the line. I got three guests here. This news just out, I've told Roger this, Justin. I think I might have mentioned it earlier in the show. The tickets for Jerry Jones and President Clinton on the floor are gone. 1,400 tickets sold in 2 days.
How about that?
So now we're going up in the seated area of Simmons Bank Arena. So those tickets are only $25. You don't get lunch, but you have access to the concession stand. It's a great seat. And
yeah.
So anyway, that's wonderful. That's great.
I may throw some at peas and corn medley
awesome.
To you. One
thank
at
you,
a
man.
Time.
Yeah, so anyway, so Emmett Smith is also sold out for Monday.
Wow.
That sucker is there's no more room in there. So that's a great way to start the touchdown club season.
You bet it is.
Congrats, Baz, man. What a great accomplishment,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Really, congratulations.
Appreciate that. Yeah, good start. Of course, you know, football does start. UCA plays tomorrow night. UAPB plays this weekend at War Memorial. You've got USC. You got North Carolina, TCU, others. You know, so this is 0 week. So excited about that. Of course, we're here talking about Mount Nebo Chicken Fry and all the things happening in this community. I think we've got State Senator Breanne Davis on the phone. Breanne, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, listen, I want to say thanks for all your help and support and what you do here in the community. I know this is, I don't know exactly what your district, how it breaks down, but I know Dardanelle is in it.
Yes, I've got city limits of Dardanelle. I love it.
Now, will you be at the Chicken Fry on Saturday?
Yes, I will be up there on Saturday. I'll be hanging out with the chicken mascot and eating some fried chicken.
Well, there is a chicken calling contest, I found out.
Yes, Stacey.
And Roger and Justin.
Stacey killed it.
If she sure did.
Where is
Don't well, start. You, I know where this
Roger,
is going.
Roger.
Stacey!
Roger, can you give me a chicken call?
I can't.
Come on.
I can't. I don't know how to do it.
Christian, do you have
when
you
I was
you
doing it, when, there she comes.
Do you have a chicken call, Christian?
No, I do not.
Come on. Stacey, would you please grab a hold of this real quick? Thank you, Scott. Would you go ahead and give us a couple of those, the two chicken calling contests. What are they? And then please show us how. Demonstrate.
I'm the best.
You are.
All right, here we go.
We have the chicken calling contest, and we have a youth division, and then we also have for the chicks. And then we also have the roosters and yeah, later. But it, you ready for the call now?
Yes, sir. Please, please. Okay. Everybody quiet and then roll tape.
Chick, 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 chick.
All right. Justin, that's a pretty good high note she
hit. That's pretty dadgum, right? That's pretty dadgum good, right there.
The chicken in his cage is...
Yeah, we've had a live chicken next to us, Justin, the whole time. We didn't even realize
Bazdy, you have a chicken call. I'll turn this around on you.
Thank you, Justin.
Chicken. Yeah.
Well, okay. This year we're going to the great Yell County Checkers Tournament.
The Checkers Tournament.
So
okay.
The Checkers Tournament is going to be checkers.
Look at that. Look, you should have stopped at the chicken.
No, 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 no.
Should have stopped at the chicken. Well, it's a contest. Let me hear yours again.
No, I did my one.
Did you do that at Boot Scooters? Is that when you were doing it?
So her call goes on the board. I think I can hear that on 609.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course
it does. Thank you, Stacey. That's
thank you, Stacey, for doing that.
Everybody else was wise enough not to do it. Our good friends Justin Moore and Christian are like, no, I don't think I've got a good call.
Off the air? I will do the great Yell County call. Okay. We have the great
Yell County
contest for the free state.
Why are you waiting for off the air?
So we've got Breanne Davis, state senator.
Thank you, ma'am.
So how does this city compare the rest of the cities you represent? Do you have to spend more time keeping these people in line over here in Dardanelle, Breanne?
Yeah, I got to spend a lot of time keeping folks like Mayor Jimmy Witt in line. No, I'm kidding. He keeps me in line. But I've got all of Pope County, and I've got most of Conway County, with the exception of Petty Jean, and then City of Dardanelle, like I said. And they have just been really good to me. It's a great community right across the river. And, you know, I think historically there's probably been a little rivalry between Russellville and Dardanelle.
Sure.
Just city-wise, but now, I mean, people are working together and really seeing this as two communities that align and connect and share a lot of things and have been really working together for the good of everybody. And I love that I get to, you know, represent Dardanelle and share in all the great work that they're doing.
Well, we just want to get you on real quick. I know R.J. Hawk, our good buddy R.J. Hawk, spoke very highly of you. Of course, you know, he's a state representative right now, but he's being projected to be the next governor within a few years. At least that's what he says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's that again?
Yeah.
I missed it.
R.J. Hawk. Yeah, state representative R.J. Hawk. Yeah.
Only thing he's got to get over that hurdle of misuse of campaign funds. That's what they're looking into. I didn't say there are any. I'm saying if they're just looking into making sure there ain't any misuse.
Well, Breanne, I'll tell you, again, everybody who talks about you have said wonderful things. I know you're working hard, and this is a great community, a lot of great people here, and more good things to come. But thanks for jumping on. Thanks for all the help. And I know it'll be a big day over on the on Mount Nebo on Saturday.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
All right, thanks. Breanne Davis.
Thank you, ma'am.
I know RJ just drives me crazy when you do that.
I know. I'm waiting on him to send me a number one emoji right now. I know, and notice that she didn't comment or anything. They don't even like talking about that stuff. They don't even like teasing about it whatsoever. And I wouldn't either if I was in their position, but I ain't.
Yeah, that's anyway. She's a really classy person, doing a good job.
Yes.
Speaking of elected officials, we've got State Representative Brent Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Brent. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great to have you. We've got Lee Green and Justin. This is I don't think Justin was a craft beer guy. That's more of a Justin Acri deal, isn't it?
Yes.
You've got Point Remove, Lee, right?
Yes, that's right.
So that is is this a Mount Nebo beer? Is that what it is?
So our seasonal summer hoppy beer is Mount Nebo Haze.
Okay.
And we love our state parks, and this is a part of our series. Really big, juicy, hazy IPA that they can find about anywhere that serves or sells
beer. And you've got said beer right near us, and
that's right.
So I'm not a beer guy, but I'm willing to try just to taste it.
You have to. He's not been one. My brothers, two of my brothers, and brother-in-law. Whenever we all get together and they go on trips, and they will seek out you know, these blondes. I don't know about blondes and IPA. I don't drink anymore because I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug abuser. So I try to stay away from it. Just get put it out there. Before he did.
I've got a present for you, too. We're the first Arkansas brewery to package a non-alcoholic beer that I brought.
How about that? See? How about that?
Yeah.
How
nice. Those?
It's the biggest
very popular in my house.
Okay. There you go. It's a growing growing demographic.
What is popular at your house, Jay Burke?
The NA, like fake beer.
Since I got back home. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I did not know that. I was curious about that.
Yeah, I was wondering how popular those were.
Well, I'll send some with you so you can try some. And,
you bet.
And that way y'all can pass along that.
I've learned over the last three or four months, you know, since becoming sober, a lot about it. You know, just I don't know where the snort came from. Sorry, yeah. Apparently, it's and these guys know better than I do, obviously. But it seems to be a really fast growing industry.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, Scott, now Wineski is here with obviously Mount Nebo. So do you guys have to give approval for that marriage of beer and endorsement, or no? How did that work?
It all works out.
Yeah, exactly. we love each other, right, Scott? Yeah.
So what is it?
We spent an hour and a half yesterday.
What is the exact name of it again, Lee?
It's called Nebo Haze, Hazy IPA. Yeah.
Nebo Haze. So that sounds like an old classic rock song.
It should be.
Or it could be something else.
Sounds like the name of some bud.
The last B.
Yes, it does.
Dark Raj.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Now, Scott, can that be sold on the mountain or no?
Well, hold that mic.
We
have to have a license and all, just like anybody else would. But
a beer license.
It can be, yeah.
Special permissions, special opportunities. And we've done that before with mountain bike races.
Right,
where
the last BME we had.
Okay, so you do. It will be there Saturday. That's the point, right?
Not for sale.
Okay.
But maybe for a
price.
Wow.
That's a badgy stuff going on here.
It was a handout. Huh?
Yeah. Brent, are you sure you're okay with all this?
Yeah, Brent left.
I don't know. We may have to look into this.
May have to come up.
Let me try it.
Have to come police this.
Well, we love, Scott, you know, we love Mount Nebo, and it's one of the most beautiful, picturesque points in the state of Arkansas. Is there any other mountain that has the... whatever that element is, that certain part of the morning where the clouds are right out there like that. Is there another mountain?
Nope, that's it. Just Nebo. That's it.
I mean,
it's the only place I'm aware of.
Well,
I've been told that it is the prettiest place in Arkansas. It's been confirmed by our guests, so it's okay to say.
Yeah.
Nobody else is.
Well, Petit Jean's got some beautiful views.
Yeah, they do.
What's the
like Magazine, Petit Jean, Wilhelmina? They all have beautiful views, and it just depends on where you are.
Okay, it's time of year. What is the one called Hawks Craig's Bill? They got the big point sticking out. So that's a really iconic shot. Justin, I don't know if you know which one we're talking about. The one that's got the rock that sticks out, and you see everybody out on the edge. And that's the state really uses that a lot for promotion. I'm telling you, the pictures that we have the steps that go into the clouds. I mean, the steps walk into the clouds. I mean, it's remarkable.
Yeah, it's a pretty morning. I'll shoot you guys one.
Yeah,
I'm listening to you driving in.
I've got you. I know you're a faithful listener of the show, and of course we were here last year for the bike event.
Right.
But you know, we've never been here for the chicken fry. So, but this is a big deal for you guys. Been up there for 79 years, right?
It is. And we've got – the park's pretty much set up. We've got a little bit of things to finalize. But, you know, the grass isn't growing, so we're not mowing that much, although I spent the last 2 days on a mower trying to make it look nice, and it does. I do want to have a shout-out to Joe Knight with RDOT and Russell. Thanks, buddy. If anybody's listening and knows Joe, tell him that Nebo said thanks.
Last time we were up there, a ton of deer – If memory serves me right, you still got a big deer population up there?
We do. We got a lot of them.
And then
more than our share.
But you showed me. Can you tell us what you showed to the picture of a minute ago?
A suspected mountain lion had attacked a deer.
And
the carcass.
The way you could look at the carcass
and
tell.
I've seen some in the past, and just the way the big cats will pull the meat off the bone.
And those mountain lions can get pretty darn big, right? Yeah. I mean,
you wouldn't go here, kitty.
Yeah.
You know?
They will tear you up.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh. So I don't know if I'd even want to have any of them live chickens around my cabin. While I'm up there.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, my mother was saying, boy, I'd love to have some land to be able to build a house one day. And who we've had so many guests. Who was the one that mentioned that, oh, you could get the property. There might be some property, but it would cost you so much
money.
Mayor. Oh, it was the mayor. The mayor said that. So is there property for sale or no on Mount Nebo?
On top, there's not any that I'm aware of. Now,
there's private land, but nobody's selling.
Right. There's about 45% of the top of the mountain is privately owned.
And that goes back, you know.
Prior to.
What was the first year of the official Mount Nebo as a state park?
Oh, 27, signed with the same legislation as Petitjean.
1927?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're not going to let any of us bottom land people go up there.
Huh?
They're not going to let any bottom land people.
But there's a lot of old-time landowners up there, like Bill Howell was in here earlier. Had the Model T. His family's had land.
But nobody's given up that land. Nobody,
not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
But there's no rules to say they can't.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful – it would be cool to live up there. You know, and you know, we talked about Justin. You know, the lady, Justin. What it was just before Justin the show with it was Tommy, and we had the 92-year-old woman up there, and she lived up there because she took a wagon up the
Judy Prince.
Yeah,
Judy Prince.
I remember listening to that.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorite shows, Justin, is to watch that woman describe life in the early 1900s as a kid. It's like, man, you know,
her daughter Terry is just about a copy.
Yeah,
of Judy, she is.
So Brent Montgomery, are you newly elected?
Newly elected,
okay.
Yes, sir.
So you know RJ Hawk too, huh?
I know RJ. I met with him up there here a few weeks ago in his office.
He shook you down
a little bit. Yeah.
Well, let me just go on record right now. Is just point out RJ has just said good morning to me. So good morning to you, my buddy,
with a middle finger.
No, I didn't say you did anything.
So your area, your representation is where for your seat.
So it's District 52. So it's almost all of Yale County. It's all of Scott County and the southern part of Sebastian County.
Where'd you go to high school?
In Plainview, Arkansas. We was the last class to come out of there before they consolidated to what is now Two Rivers.
So what was the mascot for Plainview?
We were the Panthers.
Okay. You know, Justin, today before you got on the show, we started with the Sand Lizards and said, could we do a Mount Rushmore of the best mascot names, unique ones in Arkansas? And I think we had first it was
Sand lizards, Wampus Cats, Curly
Wolves,
Cavemen,
Cavemen, that is so good.
Absolutely.
Scrappers?
Yeah.
That's Scrappers.
Now, is the one team, is it the Apache, the only Apache?
Apache, that's pretty cool.
That's outstanding.
So Justin,
to get the
approval for the Apache chief.
Apache Nation to come from Oklahoma to come down here and do that. Is that the only Apache in high school football in Arkansas anyway?
Justin, they said, I give you one guess. I said, do you guys do any chants or anything? I give you one guess what they say they do at the Apache High School. Is it what high school was it? I can't remember.
I forget.
Oh, Pottsville.
Okay.
I give you one guess what they do, Justin, at Pottsville, the Apaches.
What is it?
They do the tomahawk chop. It's like the Braves and the Florida State Seminoles. They do that.
Go with your arm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do that, or we did when I was in high school.
That's right, of course. That makes
it's like the Braves thing, yeah. Something like that.
Thank you so much.
I mean, Christian,
thank you.
Yep.
Justin Moore comes on our show, and just three or four times throughout the show, we'll do things that we will end up playing for the next 5 years.
He's spitting them out.
I mean, just the talent that comes out in the creativity.
There's a Justin Moore wall that rivals my wall.
We've got 100.
But Justin, his is a little
His
more
delivery
cerebral.
Of that tomahawk chop right there was world class. That's why.
Well, gentlemen, and that's all of you outside of David and Baz, or David and Baz, Raj.
It's near beard. You said near beard.
Yeah. It doesn't take much to impress Baz. Clearly, as you can tell.
Listen, I know talent.
The other part about the Apache nation coming down, and I may be speaking way out on who all came, but that he looked at the mascot for approval, which meant it couldn't be a comical thing, couldn't be Chief Nakahoma and things like that, couldn't be, you know, cartoonish. It needed to be like Florida State would be, you know, when you see their Seminole and you see the headdress and all that sort of thing. So I'm anxious to see. I'd like to see what that mascot looks like.
Oh, I know what the other one was. We're talking about school consolidation, Brent, is that the...
Squirrels.
It was the Wilson Squirrels. And I go, I don't remember a Wilson Squirrels. It was Winslow. Thank you.
Winslow, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, but the schools have been consolidated.
And everybody at that school said,
how can you lose the Squirrels?
How could you be tough?
Well, all three of my kids go to Danville now, and we're the Little Johns.
Oh, no. That's a unique one. Yeah, my teammate. By the way, I continue to get... I'm telling you, I don't know how many people will listen to today, but Jay Beckett, who was a starting center for the Razorbacks, he was listening, man, said, love hearing VT. And I forget how many people maybe just stumble on the show every day, but I can't believe the response that we've got from BT.
He's a Razorback hero, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you were a kid growing up, and I mean, I'm not joking.
I mean, you are too. I mean, you're older than me, so I mean, I watched y'all play.
Justin is he was one of those guys. He wasn't just physically imposing, but all of a sudden he gets up there and throws a football or throws a baseball, and like, oh crap!
Loved every Razorback team, but Scanlon. Cal Cagney, Brad Taylor, Tom Jones, any of those people that got in there that played quarterback.
We didn't feel
there was a drop off.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't for a long time.
Going to a bowl game.
Lee, now where are you from? You're not from here, are you?
I'm from Russellville, Arkansas.
Are you really?
Well, London, you know, but
sure.
Still.
You're from London.
That's right.
You may be the first person I've ever met from London, Arkansas.
In the shadow of A&O Nuclear Ones.
You know what? I actually was up and filmed a little short film.
In London?
Yeah, in London a couple of weekends.
Okay, hold on. Sure, yeah. So don't tell us. Let's guess what the population of London is. Roger, you go first.
Well, since he's here, too.
I'm going to go. Justin, what would you think if you just took a shot with it?
Oh, Lord, I have no idea. I would guess 350. I don't know.
Yeah, I will say, Chris, you want to take a shot at it?
I'll say 180.
Yeah, I'll say 275.
Boy, guys, y'all are underestimating my London Tigers here at 893.
Oh, you're a metropolis. Holy cow.
Big city.
So 800. So how big was your graduating class?
Well, I didn't graduate because we had elementary school, but then we went to Russellville and graduated from Russellville.
Okay, so you didn't have a London high school.
That's right. Gotcha. Yeah, weren't big enough for that. But
how cool would it have been the London Bridges.
You know what? Now that I think about it, you're talking about Russellville. Another thing that is gone from your schools and things like that is a Whataburger. You know, did you drive
Whataburger's gone
and see it? Yes, it's sad gone. Right there. Nothing's happening.
Didn't think that would ever happen.
No one shouldn't have.
So is anybody coming and bought
that
property?
Get Cotton back on the phone.
No, it's just such a unique deal. Yeah, that's it was interesting hearing Breanne Davis talk about the rivalry, or she implied that maybe Russellville and Dardanelle don't look at each other as competitors as much as more, hey, we got to work together. We want to do things. We want both sides of the river to be successful. Would you agree with that, Brent?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think we live in such a special place here in Arkansas. We're surrounded by beautiful state parks. Obviously, Nebo being at the top of that list, but we also have Magazine here and Petitjean here. Surrounded by Lake Dardanelle, Ouachita, Hamilton's not very far. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful area we live here, and we just need to get the word out, get industries to come in here. It's a place people want to live, and just got to get some industries to come in here. We're not competing against each other. We're trying to work together to build industries in here.
Tyson's the biggest employer. That we found that out today. Over 1,000 people here, and how big the chicken business here. And, of course, Mount Nebo State Park, that's a big part of this economy as well. And so, I think so, too. You want both sides to do – Russellville, Roger, I didn't recognize when we pulled out where the hotel was, all the – like, where did that business come from?
Yep.
So we see growth. Of course, university is – you know, that's a big part of it, too. Arkansas Tech and its growth as well.
Yeah, Tech's been instrumental to us here, you know, and a lot of people that work here locally graduated at Tech and stayed here. Again, once we get them here, it's kind of like the Razorbacks in recruiting. Once you get them there, a lot of them want to stay there.
Yeah.
It's kind of, if we can get them here and show them what we have to offer here, a lot of them will stay here.
One of my favorite stories, of course, Julie Stokes, the late Keith Stokes, our dear friend, who miss him all the time.
Absolutely.
We have Tusk over here. I love the story that Tusk is the Razorback mascot, lives right around the corner here, and it goes to all the games when it's time. But Keith used to tell me, I presume it's true. You can tell me, Scott. And I don't know if it's the base of Mount Nebo or what this the ridge on the other side where they live are. What's the town? What's the name of the town they're in? They're right out there. What's it called?
Chiquila.
Chiquila. Yeah. And I think there was another name, too. There was a Chiquila and something else. What is it?
Slow Fork.
Maybe it's Chiquila.
Isn't that Joe Nichols song?
But it, very good. Chiquila makes your clothes fall off.
There's also a Mosley out there.
There is a Mosley.
The community of Mosley.
So he told me that they're in that ridge of mountains over there, that when you look north from his place, that there are caves over there.
Yeah.
That somebody said that some people had gone in there and found some stuff in the Civil War where maybe some of the soldiers, sure. You know. That's fascinating to me that think, you know, listen, you did have a Civil War and people were trying to figure out places to hide and do different things. And there might be the old treasure hunter, arrowhead hunter.
Arrowhead fired up.
Yeah. Of course, you're probably not allowed to do that, right, Scott? Probably is a...
It's a state park, you know.
No, it wouldn't be. I don't know if that's actually. Yeah. That's,
well, we won't know until we find something.
We wouldn't know.
Yeah. Did Bass just say we would find a bunch of arrowheads from the Civil War?
Well, no, we would. You
no, he was an arrowhead guy.
I was an arrowhead guy.
Sorry. I'm just being a smart aleck.
No. I like it, though. You're not going to believe these came from.
So, Lee, real quick, before we let you go, Lee Green, Point Remove, where can folks find out about this new beer?
Well, we've got it on the market, your local liquor store, your local package store, on tap at your local places from all over statewide. We also have two tap rooms, one in Russellville in the old Central Firehouse and one in Morrilton at the old Coke plant.
So, it's called the Nebo Haze.
Nebo Haze.
You know, is your beer, is that craft beer and that type of thing, is that supposed to be served chilled, or is it warmer, or is it
what? No. Yeah, serve it cold, drink it cold.
Yeah, okay. See, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not a drinker like you, my friend.
Come hang out with us, and we'll teach you all about it.
Yeah, exactly. Next thing you know, I'm doing blow underneath the bridge.
Whoa!
I don't need
that's a big
it.
Jump.
That's
just
what an addictive personality does.
That's right.
Don't tempt me, Satan.
Wow. Anyway, great to see you. Yeah, congratulations on
the state rep is left with that kind of talk.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Thank you.
And Brent, nice to meet you. Congratulations on your new office there.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. And keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thank you.
Scott, always a pleasure to see you.
Yes, always, Scott. Good to see you.
We'll see you the weekend before Thanksgiving, that Friday.
We're back. That's right.
For the Ozark Foundation. It's the Arkansas Enduro. It's kind of the Arkansas Enduro Series. It's a championship race at Gravity Downhill. You're going to broadcast from the back of the visitor center.
Yeah. You're three or four on that. Is it three?
Oh, wow. We've had.
Because you do it every 2 years.
A couple Arkansas Enduros, and we've had a couple of big mountain Enduros.
We'll see the clouds.
Looking forward to it. Might be chilly. Bring a jacket. I'll bring a jacket.
I'm going to bring me a flashlight that we got from it's a very good flashlight because it's so dark up there. Now that you might have mountain lions around those things, I need to be able to get in that cabin.
Of course, you'll see everybody this weekend.
Yes, we will.
Obviously, what are the hours for the chicken fry?
Wow. The race starts at 7.
7 a.m.
And then it'll run until about 4 or 5. Usually quit serving at 2. And so,
so
the vendors will be there. There is the fried pie ladies. If you guys haven't been, you need to come up and get some fried pies.
Fried pies are big along with the fried chicken. Okay.
And I usually get there early, and pretty much all the apricots are gone.
Are you guys big on chocolate-covered ribs? No chocolate ribs?
You know,
not today.
Chocolate ribs?
Stacy, I'll be darned if I didn't do this show for 4 hours, and we still have not had fried chicken. I'm telling you, I told her they were getting.
Well, you got chicken.
Can somebody go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and bring me some fried chicken?
No, you can't. But you got chicken, though.
I know. It was good. I was just.
This is the Mount Nebo chicken fry.
Yeah, chicken fry.
You know you're right.
It's okay. They'll have.
Get me a beer.
They'll have fried chicken at the chicken fry.
My man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas. Right, appreciate you.
9:34. Don't go away.
I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing. And I'm making fun of me and my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And I couldn't understand it, for I felt...
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football got a late addition via the transfer portal in Liberty safety Brylan Green. Green was part of the 2022 class, which will allow him to play a fifth year of college football. He was a three-year starter for the Flames, recording five interceptions in 2023. He's the third fifth-year player the Hogs have added, as former Razorback Caleb Wooden and Dartmouth safety Sean Williams also called the Hogs. Williams, however, could be ineligible due to conferences coming out to implement policy to forbid professional players from returning to play college. The Big Ten was first banning those players in football. The SEC followed suit, banning players in football and basketball. The ACC is said to not be far behind in this movement. Williams has signed a contract and went through rookie mini camp with the Titans this offseason. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice. Sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is going to be an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day for a threat of damaging wind from strong and severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. But before the storms do develop, it's going to get hot and humid, a high of 97 today. It's a 50% chance of rain this afternoon and this evening. Overnight, we'll have a low of 72. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continue to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion.
$8,000 off.
Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Good news. Your next luxury getaway is only a short drive away. At Oakland Hot Springs, stay in a Forbes recommended resort hotel. Unwind at Arkansas's only Forbes 4-star rated spa. And make dinner a destination at two Forbes recommended restaurants, the Bugler and the Oak Room and Bar. Add a 24/7 smoke-free casino, live entertainment, and all the thrills that make Oakland Hot Springs a premier resort destination. Join the fun. Plan your stay at Oakland.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app. Oh.
Oh my gosh, good job, Christian Weaver. That is, listen, you're not getting that on Sirius Satellite today, my friends. You're not getting that on country music stations across the country. Only on Morning Mayhem do you take the guy who's got 14 number one hits, more on the way, and he comes up on, off the cuff, Roger, with some, with the tomahawk chop.
You're also not keeping this job and getting patted on the back for it, except for right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, my gosh, that's so good. So good. Listen, this is why I love doing this show. You know, listen, I know we got football getting ready. We'll be talking about it, you know, around the clock once we start here in a week. But until then, we're going to have some, and we'll have some fun.
We got to.
Well, listen, do you hear, by the way?
Listen, Judd, you know what our record could be. We're going to need to try to figure out how to have a lot of fun.
Right, Justin, did you hear we picked up a third DB. Did you hear about that? Picked up another DB yesterday.
Good Lord. Have y'all chopped it up about what came out yesterday?
Yeah, we did a little bit earlier in the show. Yeah. Just about this whole situation. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, SEC and the Big Ten are saying they're not going to do it. And then what the courts, you know, when the court rules you can, I don't know how you, all these things being fought out in the courts. It just looks silly. The whole thing looks silly. Chris Lane Kiffin, he's going, I don't care, as long as if we can do it, we're taking the players.
You're darn right he is.
But it doesn't look like he's going to be able to do it, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. It doesn't.
Right?
By what came out yesterday? I guess.
Does the SEC have jurisdiction
to do all this?
I don't know. If a court order tells you, you know, you're not supposed to do it, I don't know how you you disregard what the court says.
It's so confusing. I thought the court order was that they could.
Allowed them. Yes.
Yeah, the court allowed them. The SEC and the Big Ten have now came out in two consecutive days and said that they're not allowing it.
Are the SEC just doing this so they can save face and say we're against it, but they're going to basically allow it because there's nothing?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Can they actually implement it? Can they say that, but does it? But anyway.
I'm going to tell you right now, if they don't implement it, some of these teams that whiffed on, I'm talking more so basketball, but that whiffed and did a terrible job in recruiting or in the portal, are just going to be gifted, and LSU's one of them. I think they have four current players on their roster or something like that, maybe less, and they're just going to get all these 23, 24-year-olds, it's crazy.
If I'm wrong, is this not just like a one-year thing pretty much because it's the class of 2022, so next year we shouldn't be dealing with this anyway?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's see here. By the way, I'm getting a coach who's listening, a college coach, says in a lot of situations the conference approves first before it goes to the NCAA. I get that. That's what the conferences want. They want to be known to the NCAA. That's what we voted to do. Yeah. Whether or not it really happens, according to the courts,
doesn't sound like the NCAA has anything to do, especially with
this
football.
This is an injunction.
The only thing that they really own is the basketball tournament. Outside of that, they're kind of out of this in football, I believe.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, we got a couple guests. We're just gonna have them for a couple minutes, and one has the most unique name, the last name I've ever seen. So here you go. So Meredith, first we have Meredith Martin Moats. Good morning, Meredith. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
You're with the you're the executive director of the River Valley Adult Learning Center, correct?
Yes.
And your friend here, associate, is Lindsay Mosquito.
Yes, that's correct.
So that's not a your father's name was what is it?
Ira
Mosquito. Mm-hmm. Mosquito. That is the most unique last names I've ever heard. Have you ever heard of a mosquito before, Raj?
Yes.
A last name?
Yes. Do you see what he did here? Because the way we talk. When we say, man, I got bit by a mosquito. You can't say that about your name. It's mosquito, which is what the actual critter is. It's an insect. It's a mosquito. But you can't say mosquito. Hey, your dad's name's Ira Mosquito. No, it's not.
So we don't have much time, Meredith, but you guys are doing bingo at the chicken fry, and you actually get money from it. So, right?
Yes. In fact, we're calling it the classiest fundraiser this side of the Arkansas River.
Okay.
So
I got that. Now, you also said, because we've been talking about Dolly Parton today.
Yes.
That you guys are involved. You have part affiliation with the Imagination Library, is that right?
Yeah, we're the local program affiliate, so we make sure that the books get to children in Pope and Yale counties.
So you guys are the execute that. In other words, you know, she created it, but somebody's got to get the books there, and you guys are doing that.
Right. So her vision, which I think was really amazing, is that she could have just, you know, made it happen for everybody, but her understanding of community is you've got to get a local buy-in. You've got to get people supporting these children at the local level. So that's what we do. We make sure that the people get the books. We raise the funds to make sure that their postage is paid for, to make sure kids can keep getting books.
Yeah, and I guess if somebody, that's your business, you're very appreciative of somebody with her position and star power, that's something. And what a great legacy she leaves.
You know? Absolutely. I mean, you know, she could have been a gazillionaire, but she chose to invest and to divest her money into communities. And to me, that's like, that's wisdom.
And our producer said, you know, his kid has been reading books for how long, Christian, now, for the last how long?
Well, he doesn't read them. He's not able to read yet. He's not quite old enough.
Whoa.
But
I read him
the books. And
oh, I got you,
you know,
well, listen, Christian, we didn't think you didn't know how to read. We knew you did.
Well, my son's young. He's not learned how to read.
I know.
But I read. But it took somebody with a name like Dolly Parton and a reputation, and kids loved it, and it's a great concept, a great idea.
Absolutely.
She was an idea person. I mean, obviously, she was a writer, a singer, a talent, and she gave back. So that's cool, and that's your business, right? That's what you do. You wake up every day to help people learn and read, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, like you just mentioned, you're saying your son doesn't read to them, and that is actually the first step in literacy, is you reading to your child. You are showing that example, sitting there, read. Have a conversation about the book. People think, oh, that's whatever, it's no big deal. No, that's the foundation of literacy. That's how it starts.
Justin, did you do that with all your kids, you and Roger? Did you guys do that too? Is that part of everybody's parenting? It says I didn't do it.
No, yes. We didn't.
Kate didn't?
Oh, stop.
No.
Yes. No, we didn't. We just sit here. We didn't even put their food on a plate. Is it here?
Is he saying stop to me?
No, yes, he's saying that to you.
Yes, stop. You did.
You
no,
did
we didn't.
To read to your kids.
No,
you
no,
your kids.
You. No, yes, we read to our kids. You asked. You asked. I thought you. Yeah. I thought you asked specifically about the Dolly thing. Did we do that with our kids?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I misunderstood the question.
I didn't even tuck him in for bed.
Because I thought you were throwing it back at Bass for going, Justin, did you and Kate read? And you were going to go, no, we didn't.
No, hell no.
We just
When South came out, I gave him a sack of bologna and some Wonder Bread. And I slapped him on the ass and I said, get to work.
Survival.
So Meredith, anything you want to say about what you're doing, your mission for people coming out Saturday to see you? Anything you want to share about that real quick?
Well, our mission is to make sure we have a fully literate community to get people. A lot of people think reading is just words on a page, but it's actually how you take in information and make your life what you want it to be. So the way we're raising money is chicken bingo. And if you buy a square, if the chicken poops on your square, you can win $100.
This is the chicken poop.
Yes. I told you it's the classiest fundraiser this side.
Roger, look. Chicken poop bingo. It's in right here. Chicken poop bingo.
I've written down two things, Justin. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be writing some songs. And I've got a couple of phrases that are going to be in them. One of them is chicken picking politickin.
Yes.
And the other one is going to be chicken poop bingo. Putting them in a song.
You're going to have a hit record.
There is no doubt that that's going to.
Well, here's the other thing I want people to know. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go for it. You got something way more important to say than I will.
I was just going to say that we're not just doing chicken poop bingo. Last year, we had several people come up to us and say, can I take my picture with that chicken? And we were like, sure. And this year, we got smart. So we have chicken leashes. You can hold a chicken and take a picture for a donation. Okay. You can pick any of the four chickens that we're going to have.
Now we're talking.
We got lots of different breed. We got the little breed with like the little fuzzy head. We have so many cute chickens.
I love that idea.
And so, and Lindsay has made a backdrop of a farm scene, so you get to stand in front of it. We got Brat Speed, Joshua's Fine Jewelry, and AirTech are our sponsors. Their logos are up there. So come play bingo. You can win $100, or Get a picture, get a glamour shot.
I like it.
Well, listen, thank you for what you do because we're not doing it, and it takes somebody to go out and make a difference in lives through reading.
Yes.
And so it's a fun idea. The best thing you do is you find a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Be creative. Talking about Dolly, doing stuff like this is fun. It gets people's attention, and y'all are doing it's like we were saying, me, Roger, and Justin, we're not going to be doing what y'all are doing.
It's super
stuff that you're doing. Thank you for stopping by. Lindsay Mosquito.
Won't read.
Nice to meet you.
And Emeredith Martin Moats, thank you so much.
Nice to meet you, ladies.
Thank you.
We'll come back, wrap things up. Don't go away. 9:50.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holtz, and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. We have the Hyundai Getaway sales event going on right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's, 0% interest on all Santa Fe's, and 90 days no payments, as well as huge discounts on everything else on the lot, including Palisade, Elantra, you name it. All this happening right now, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, Hyundai Getaway Sales Event off Colonel Glenn. Come see us.
Are you ready for some high school football? Join me Friday night in Heber Springs. We kick off another season of Sonic Blast and grab a limited edition Sonic Blast t-shirt courtesy of Design Labs while they last. The Sonic Blast is presented by Sonic Drive-Ins.
Attention skilled craftsmen, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is hiring only the best that the natural state has to offer. If you're ready for your next big opportunity to have steady work and better pay, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is ready to talk to you. Bath Makeover is looking for plumbers, electricians, bathroom installers, and project managers to help us keep up with high demand. Bath Makeover is growing our commercial division as well, with the ability to now install over 100 bathrooms a month. Bath Makeover can knock out multi-unit projects quickly, easily 10 bathrooms at a time, in a single week at hotels, apartments, and government housing all across Arkansas. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is looking for only experienced and qualified skilled craftsmen to join our talented team. To learn more about the job opportunities at Bath Makeover of Arkansas, visit bathmakeoverar.com. That's bathmakeoverar.com. Plumbers, electricians, bathroom installers, and project managers, visit bathmakeoverar.com. That's bathmakeoverar.com.
Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock is hiring diesel technicians. If you have your own tools, an understanding of diesel systems, and enjoy working as part of a team, they want to hear from you. Offering up to $45 per hour or more. A 401k, working Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Powers Truck Parts and Service, a family-owned company with a reputation for quality service and over 80 years of combined experience. Contact Chad Powers at PowersTruckParts.com. PowersTruckParts.com. Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
All right, wrapping things up here in Dartnell. What a show!
Oh yeah, my gosh, man.
We had the heartbeat of Yale County in Dartnell.
We sure
my
did.
Gosh,
we sure did.
Can I say this really quickly? I know,
yes,
I know. We have a quick segment. I'll shut up right after this. But I'm hopeful that we have the last segment on recording because it's just a perfect example of what our show is. Christian and I tried our damnedest to all you listeners out there to talk a little bit about something that's unprecedented in college athletics. We made it to about a minute and a half, and then we had to get the mosquito about chicken poop bingo. So
you,
I'm sorry.
Thank
I really
thank
tried.
You, Justin. Thank you, Justin. You're exactly right. We spent a minute and a half on it. Of course, we did talk a little bit about it yesterday, too, for a minute and a half.
So. I wish you guys could have been here to see what was going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Break because we were trying to get the chicken out of the little cage, and it
wouldn't come
out.
It was fighting for its life.
Pooped on her hand. Baz is covering his eyes like something's going on. We've had venomous snakes in the studio before, and I've never seen him shy away
that
from
chicken.
Them.
Chicken. I've been around chickens.
I know you hadn't. I know you had, but she couldn't get it out of the cage.
Do want to thank Willie Lohan for us cooking this morning.
Thank you, Willie.
In this heat, cooked a ton of burritos.
Elk burritos,
which were great, Justin and Christian. It was really, really good stuff.
Good.
It is. Stacy, thanks so much again.
Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Daughtry, who's been 9 years with the chamber here. Everything gets underway Saturday up on the mountain, the 79th Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. A lot of good people today. I think everybody sort of got a flavor. You know, whether it be Daly, whether it be Cotton, whether it be, you know, all the folks we talked to, all the folks here in town,
Cotton,
the mayor.
I did like the fact that Senator Tom Cotton did say that John Daly was a good golfer.
I thought that was funny, too. I caught that, too.
Yep, he did.
Phil, do we have Phil in the studio?
Phil's here. Morning, guys.
Hey, Phil, what's up, buddy?
There's Phil.
It's awesome. I didn't remember until I showed up today you guys were in Dardanelle, but my subconscious must have known it because... What the hell was John Daly doing in my dream last night?
Wow.
That's
I don't
exactly
know.
The words that I think I said while I was asleep. What is he doing in my dream?
Wow. I like
you may like want to. Hey, Phil, we are on the air, just so you know.
What was happening in this dream? I don't even remember anything about it other than John Daly was there.
What's happened on the zone today?
Got Big Joe Klein with us for the whole show. I want to talk to Joe today about the things he believes, what the value of a coach is in terms of wins and losses.
Sure.
So I just kind of wonder a little bit. We had Clint Conk on yesterday, and it sounded to me like Coach Conk thought that last year's team should have been a lot better than 2-10. I think a lot of people agree. I wonder what the worth of Ryan Silverfield is in terms of wins and losses for this year's team.
Yeah, that will be interesting to see. Well, great job. Tomorrow, Roger will be at the Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway.
Luxury Chicken Fry Spa.
Good job back in the studio, Christian. Good job, Justin. Great job, Rod.
Thanks, Jay Bird.
Thank you, everybody. Here
thanks, everybody.
Go see Mount Nebo Chicken
Fry. Guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are walking around with testosterone levels of their 20s, man. If you want that energy, drive, and libido of your younger self, it's on you. Go to Low T Center like thousands of men in Arkansas already have. Go to Fix My